from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara, as training camp is underway.
All right, it is football season officially.
Yeah.
49ers having their first practice as we speak at Levi Stadium. Quick update, Brandon Ayuk is in the house, but he is in civilian clothes and he's not practicing. And Trent Williams also he has not showed up, or at least no one sees him out on the practice field. We'll find out more about that probably.
I'm gonna give you a quick nugget on that. Zero guaranteed dollars left on Trent Williams' deal. You do with that what you will, but to me, that's why my man is not here.
Yeah, we'll probably find out more later in the day once practice is over and Shanahan talks to the media. And I know we're down in Santa Clara talking about the San Francisco 49ers, but something real interesting has come across our desk, if you will. And it's a story from Mark Spears of Anscape. And he talked to Steph Curry either earlier today or yesterday. And the subject was about finishing up his career with the Warriors. And Mark Spears was talking to him about the importance of staying with the team for his entire career, if that's the way it goes. Yeah. And I want to read you this quote because it's from Steph Curry. This is Steph Curry.
Oh, this is new.
Just moments ago, actually. It just dropped. And he's talking about wanting to be a Warrior for life and all that entails. Here we go. It's tough, right? I've always said I want to be a Warrior for life. At this stage in my career, I feel like that's possible. And you can still be competitive. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win the championship. It doesn't mean winning. Winning is always a priority, but obviously you're realistic. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen if you stay the course. You need to shake things up and keep reimagining what it looks like to evolve with what the league is at right now, with where some of these talented teams are right now. Steph Curry, again, I'm taking it one step at a time, to be honest. I think that's the only way that will protect my happiness. Also, it allows me to enjoy being myself when I'm out there playing, and I'll continue to make the decisions that are best for me and for my career at the end of the day. I'm sorry, for my career. At the end of the day, when it comes to just the imagination, I want to win. Let's put it this way. It's a long-winded way of saying that if it is a situation where you're a bottom feeder and it's just because you want to stay there, I'd have a hard time with that. But I don't think that's going to be the reality. The bottom line is this is very one step further to me than things in this league change quickly. This is Steph Curry basically saying, if you're a bottom feeder, I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. and he mentioned decisions. He mentioned honesty. I'm not mad at the chefs, Donnie, but this, as you talked about the other day, an iceberg. There are two timelines now. Steph Curry's timeline, and can Joe Lacob and company get the team back to prominence? And the other part of that, Donnie, you tell me what you think of this. It's obvious. You don't make the playoffs. You're a bottom feeder for that season in the West. But those are chilling words from the chef, and it's not an earthquake, but it's a tremor. And from my vantage point, you couldn't pull the deal on Paul George. You tried. Now I understand why they were in on marketing. I don't know where that stands, but the reality daily is coming that Steph Curry wants to win. He still feels like he has something left, but what's around him is kind of eroding. And he talked about the state of the leagues, Donnie. There's long athletic wings everywhere. They don't have a lot.
Yeah, we can go in any direction right now,
man,
because there's a hell of a lot going on. You guys all know the number, 888-957-9570. Let me just emphasize this last part of the Steph Curry quote. Steph Curry had this to say earlier today or late last night. He's over in Paris right now. Mark Spears ran him down, and he was talking about his career with the Warriors and how it may or may not end up. Steph Curry, let's put it this way. It's a long-winded way of saying that if it's a situation where you're a bottom feeder and it's just because you want to stay there, I would have a hard time with that. But I don't think that's going to be the reality. Well, right now, the Golden State Warriors, I should say last year, finished 10th in the Western Conference. All right? Is that a bottom feeder? No, I wouldn't say it's a bottom feeder. They won 46 games. But I think we got to acknowledge the possibility exists that maybe the Golden State Warriors won't be a contender next year. And what Curry's saying essentially is, if we're not very good, I would have a problem with staying in Golden State.
And if you don't make moves, it feels like, you tell me if I'm wrong, Stoney, if you feel content with where you're at, that's another problem. You're a wordsmith. This just popped in my dome. You tell me if it's too strong for what you just read. Stoney, I felt like that was an ultimatum. If we're a bottom feeder and you're okay with it, I have a problem with that. Basically, like, you need to get on the move and we need to get better, but they're running out of time and options.
I
took that, man.
Well, and I think Steph Curry is unbelievably smart, and he knows the Warriors situation, and he knows darn well that it is going to be very hard, if not virtually impossible, to get this team back to a championship level in a year or two. I think he knows that. I think what he's saying is, yeah, I get you can't win every year, but I got to be on a team that has a chance. I got to be on a team that's competitive. But if this thing turns into we're a bottom feeder, I'd have a big problem with that. So,
don't you understand? Oh, go ahead.
888-957-9570 is the number. As I always like to do when I talk to fans, what do you make of what you just heard Steph Curry say about his future with the Golden State Warriors?
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
That's the greatest.
Hey, Spadoni.
That's McCaffrey, Mr. McCaffrey.
This was actually brought to my attention by the boss, who said, we got to talk about this because, well, it's Steph Curry. And my question to Warrior fans, and I know how a lot of Warrior fans will feel, oh, big deal, this is nothing. And if you think it's nothing,
you could be wrong.
That's fine.
Nah.
That's fine. But I'm asking you, when you hear something like this, does it worry you as a Golden State Warrior fan? And I'll summarize it one more time, because I think the end of this quote is the
money part.
Yeah, let's put it this way, said Steph Curry. It's a long-winded way of saying that if it's a situation where you're a bottom feeder and it's just because you want to stay there, I'd have a hard time with that. But I don't think that's going to be the reality. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
And who was that directed at? I know who it was directed at. If you want to stay there, that's a choice. If you're rebuilding or we're not going to add, it now has me, Stoney, we went back and forth. They tried to get the Paul George done, and it makes all the sense in the world to appease Steph. They're trying to do something with marketing. Even if you don't agree with it, my man, he is E.F. Hutton. When he talks, everybody listens, and those words, some could deem it, if you wanted to tell me, chilling. But, Steiny, they are, what I'm afraid of is what they need is not out there.
Or what they need they can't get.
And
one of the reasons, they won't be able to get this thing right for Steph Curry fast enough is because they won four titles. They paid everybody under the sun. They've got to get their salary situation in order. And it's just unrealistic to think that that's going to happen in the next year or two.
Wow, man.
But interesting words from Steph Curry. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's head out to Gene. Gene's in Oakland.
Our guy.
What do you want to talk about today, Gene? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. I actually initially called about the Niners, but I don't mind addressing what Curry just said. Actually, I'm kind of encouraged by what he said. I think that he's basically, you know, he's saying unless you're going to do a full rebuild, you know, he's on board if we're in the playoffs or, you know, or at least vying for the playoffs and we're a good team. Sounds like he's willing to ride it out. Okay, now that's not to say, because I was fearful before that he really wanted that fifth ring so badly that, you know, if the opportunity presented itself to go elsewhere to get that ring, you know, that he would bolt in a minute. And now I don't know. I'm not so sure, and I don't know where he'd go anyway. So, no, I feel relatively encouraged. I think that was very reasonable for him to say. I'm also hopeful that if somehow we do become, or at least get closer to being a contender, and we can get some real talent, that he's willing to maybe take a little less than the 60 to 70 million that everybody's talking about him probably getting for another year's extension. Anyways, I feel actually pretty good about the whole thing.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, he it was vintage Curry.
Yeah.
He
wants some things done, but can you go get those items? Just like you put it a second ago. Can you go?
Probably not.
And that's what's scary.
I mean, honestly, it's not an opinion. They're in a tricky spot with their salary cap right now. I mean, I'm kind of with Gene because he did say, look, I don't have to win a championship to fulfill my career. Mm-hmm. And my goal isn't, well, I got to win two or three more. But what he is saying is, I want to be in the mix. I want to make the playoffs.
Hell yeah.
I want to know we have a chance to win a title.
I want to be competitive.
If we're a bottom feeder, no, then I don't want to be here.
And last year qualifies to me as a bottom feeder when you're not in the tournament.
Yeah, I don't know if it does or not. I don't know if he's talking about a 46-win team, a 36-win team, a 26-win team, what he considers a bottom feeder. But I do know that heading into the year, I think these questions are going to come more frequently to Steph. He's going to have to answer more and more of them. And I don't think there's any doubt this is a situation that the fans and Warriors ownership, they got to monitor this situation, and they've got to know Steph Curry's temperature over the next couple years. And to me, the next interesting date's going to be in about 2 weeks when Steph Curry's up for a one-year extension at 60-plus million.
August 6th.
And do the Warriors just offer it, and does he just take it? I'd be surprised if he doesn't, but maybe he doesn't because he wants to leave himself an out at the end of next year.
Do you
maybe
have a problem
it.
With me or any other Warrior fan recycling this line in regard to Curry? There are two timelines, Donnie.
What do you mean?
The Curry timeline and the Warriors timeline.
I mean, I don't think so because we use the two timelines. I feel like we're talking about championships, but he's letting you know that as long as they're competitive, he wants to be here. So
all they got to do is stay
competitive, and.
But they didn't make the playoffs. Forget the number of wins. They didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
That's not competitive to me. I don't believe Curry looks at that like, Steiny, that counts. that constitutes as a bottom feeder to me.
Well, I mean, that's what we don't know. Yeah, I mean, I
think that was his version of an ultimatum, man. That's just how I feel, and that's why they were in on Paul George. That's why they'll be on in on Matt Nahegan, Tim, whoever can help them get better. But it's what the Warriors are willing to part with, Stani. And if it's Pods or Kuminga, you know, that shouldn't be a question anymore. It's like, who are we trying to get to add to Steph and Trey and the rest of the game?
This from the Xfinity mobile text line from the 510. You guys are reading too much into it. When the Warriors start winning, no one knew that they would win. So you don't know what's coming up next year with the guys they have. He's just saying, I want to be competitive. And that's my thought all the time, just to be competitive. And if you're competitive, you got an opportunity to win a championship. Yeah, I don't think we're reading too much into it. We're defining what a bottom feeder is. I actually would disagree with Goo a little. I don't think he thinks last year they were a bottom feeder. I mean, they won 46 games. Everybody thinks they would have won 50 if Draymond doesn't get suspended. So clearly a 50-win team isn't a bottom feeder, but only Steph knows what he means by bottom feeder. Only Steph knows. But 888-957-9570 is the number, 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line. It sounds like Steph is okay with staying so long as he's got a puncher's chance. I kind of agree with that. I don't necessarily disagree with that.
Puncher's chance.
He just doesn't, it's clear he doesn't want to go into obscurity. I mean, he doesn't want to be on a team like the Warriors team he arrived to 15 years ago. That's what it sounds like to me.
Or at home watching his counterparts, his peers, show off their greatness on TNT nightly and ESPN over the weekend, and he has no playoff games.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. A lot going on. We are at the Hilton Santa Clara. It's day one of 49ers training camp. There's news all over the place about that. Brandon Ayuk is at the practice field, but he's not practicing. Trent Williams has not been seen, and we're trying to find out a little more on that, which I'm sure we'll have later on in the show. In about an hour or so, I believe we're going to be joined by at least Bonte Hill, but maybe Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. They are watching 49er practice right this minute, and just for a little icing on the cake, Steph Curry with an interesting quote about his future as a Warrior, essentially saying, as long as we're competitive, I'll be okay with things, but if we're a bottom feeder, essentially all bets are off. Is there any shock value in that? Not so sure. What do you think? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Bill. Bill's in San Jose. So are we, Bill. Well, not really. We're in Santa Clara. Never mind.
Go Niners. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thank you.
I've been waiting for Steph to sort of say something for a long time. I mean, you know, sort of contrast him with LeBron, who was always pushing to get the championship, switching teams all the time. Now Steph has set some limits on what he's willing to do. I think it is an ultimatum. Let's say after the first 3 weeks of the season, the Warriors are like on the bottom. I mean, I could see a big trade, and the Warriors would go into a rebuild mode. What do you guys think?
Well, I think you're more in tune with Guru, but I and I'll be doing this for a minute or two over the course of the show. 415. I tuned in thinking I'd hear about Niners training camp. Why am I hearing about Curry? Well, one of the reasons you're hearing about Curry is because Curry talked to Mark Spears of Anscape, and essentially talked about his future as a Golden State Warrior and whether he's going to end up retiring here or not. And he said it depends. He doesn't want to be a part of a team that doesn't have a chance to win.
As long as
they're competitive, he feels like he probably wants to be here. But the reality of the Warriors situation, I think, is starting to set in to not just the fans, but the staff.
I have a question for you. Put yourself in Curry's shoes. If you want management to do something and you know they tried, but yet they couldn't get it done, do you feel better knowing at least they tried? Or the bottom line is, you didn't get me any effing help. I don't want to hear how close you came. I do wonder if that matters.
I got it. And this is where I give Steph all the credit in the world. He's been in the league 15 years. He's got to know exactly the situation they're in. Mm. He knows what this second apron is. He knows they've paid the luxury tax bill for years. He knows that they've got to start to transition at some point. He also knows they just can't go sign Giannis for peanuts. So I think he's very realistic about the situation, and I think the last caller was right. You go to training camp with a few new players, you see if the dynamic changes, and you see if you can be a better team than last year. If you're a better team than last year, I don't think there's anything to worry about if you're a Golden State Warrior fan. I think the next thing to look for is August 6th.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing that would, now looking at it from this point of view, is if Steph Curry doesn't sign that one-year contract extension, then you'd have to ask why not.
Yeah.
And the only answer I could possibly conceive of why Steph Curry would turn down $63 million 3 years from now is because he would want to give himself the opportunity to become a free agent, not at the end of this year, but at the end of next year.
Donnie, that's 100, as the kids say. I don't know how anybody else could use different math and come up, you know, with something else, but that's it. So I know you're going to laugh here or scoff, but that's a big day for me. Like, we should wake up and by midday know that he exercised that option. If not, then you know he's playing chess.
Well, it's the Warriors.
That's a lot of money.
Ultimately, it's still their decision. They've got to offer him that extension, or he's got to say he wants it, and they say fine, or they say, well, you know what? I mean, the scenario I can't see is Curry saying, I want to sign that one-year extension, and the Warriors saying, you know what? Let's hold off on that. That one doesn't make sense. But I could see in a crazy way, after hearing what I just heard Curry say, maybe he is thinking, you know what? I'll give myself a little out here at the end of the 25-26 season in case we're bottom feeders. I'm kind of with this guy. 408, and this is the part where I know it's going to sound harsh, but it is part of the equation. Wouldn't it be partly Curry's fault if the Warriors end up being bottom feeders? I mean, he's still the best player on the team.
Yeah, but I'm the main reason we got four chips. You got to look at the totality of everything.
But clearly,
if you don't want to hear this, Donnie, but yeah, they're paying the Warriors August 6th if he takes that money for what I've done. We can all see it's not about what you're about to do. You're still great, but we're on the back nine, bud.
Yeah, I guess what this caller's saying, well, that's the point, is he is on the back nine.
But it usually works that way. Kobe did it. You know, they gave him the money.
Well, actually usually doesn't work that way. Very few guys end their careers with the same team. I mean, and that's what he's saying he wants to do, but he's going to have to, the Warriors are going to have to live up to their end of the bargain on some of this stuff, I think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.